What can we say after that? It was a pulsating contest that went all the way in the end, and even in spot kicks, you had one hand on the trophy, but not to be.
No, look, obviously it wasn't to be. Look, I can't ask for any more of the group of players. They left it all out in the pitch. They really, really did. They put every effort, everything they done to a tee. You know, we played fairly well and probably shaded the game over the 120 minutes. But look, when it comes to penalties, look, ours are rock my days, and disappointingly it was theirs today.
Yeah, and your players that stood up and took the penalties, you know, you got to give credit to them, because on such a big occasion, you know, penalty kicks deciding the contest, they have to be brave, and they were.
Oh, absolutely. Look, at the end of the game, look, we went straight out and asked who's up for it, like, and to a man, like, we probably had 7 or 8 people looking to hit penalties. So that's a testament to the characters of them players. And look, there's absolutely nothing you can do when no one penalties. Like, it either, as it goes your way or it doesn't. Like, there's, like, absolutely brilliant to step up and hit them, you know.
Yeah. On the game itself, it took a penalty from Lee McColgan to get your guys back into the game, Gavin, because up until that stage, Rockmount had probably been on top.
They had a bit. They started probably better than us. We were a wee bit nervy. But look, after that, I thought we settled in. And look, two very, very good sides. Two very, very evenly matched sides, I thought, like, in the game. And I thought we just probably shaded it. Look, we had a couple of chances. You know, Chris had a chance. Stephen Duffy, their keeper, made a brilliant save, an extra time from. So there was big, big moments. Harry made a great save near the end of the second half as well. So there was moments for both teams. And look, it was the crowd and all made a lot of noise. And it was a real proper football match. Like.
Yeah, the supporters that were down from Cockle. I know, Gavin, the first thing you did at the end of extra time was get up off your seat in the dugout and applaud the fans, because they added to the occasion, didn't they?
Oh, certainly. It was an amazing crowd, and they made noise from the first minute to the last. They really backed the players, and the players seen that, and it helped them as well. Like, and it was fantastic. It was a fantastic occasion for the group and for the players and for myself and for the club. So, like, the fans, I'd say they're way home proud of the lads, you know, for effort.
Yeah, well, listen, you should be proud of everybody as well, Gavin. You're right. It was such a big day and such a special day for the club to be there on the national stage in a cup final. And okay, the result in the end was so, so disappointing. But other than that, you know, it was brilliant to be involved.
Oh, absolutely brilliant. The build-up the last couple of weeks has been amazing. The club has sort of grown in stature to where I believe they should be anyway. And we've proved, you know, on no end that we're a match for anybody in this country at this level. And that's a testament to everything we've been doing. And, you know, long may that continue as well.